Just in, and police have launched an investigation into a violent robbery at a house in Biwa overnight. Four men smashed the glass door to gain access to the property on Berries Road around 11:30 p.m. Inside, they threatened two occupants with baseball bats and a gun before hitting a 75-year-old man. He suffered injuries to his arm. The group then stole a quantity of personal items before fleeing. Anyone with information or CCTV from nearby is asked to contact police. Search crews are concerned about deteriorating weather conditions as they resume a search this morning for a missing 43-year-old fisherman. The man was fishing alone on Sunday at the Outer Nearings Reef off Mooloolaba. His wife raised the alarm when he failed to return home by nightfall. His 5-metre vessel was found at the northern tip of Moreton Island yesterday. Its engine still running, the man's belongings and mobile phone still on board. Authorities believe he fell overboard, but they don't know if he was wearing a life jacket. Today's search will again involve multiple boats and aircraft. Well, the wild weather hit areas west of the Sunshine Coast last night as storms rolled in throughout the evening. We're back on high alert for the next few days too, as an upper low could bring damaging winds, heavy rainfall and hail later in the week. Dean Naramore from the Weather Bureau says we should keep an eye on the skies.
Ground stable conditions setting up across eastern Queensland and also northeast New South Wales. We're likely to see another round of dangerous and severe thunderstorms with large hail, damaging winds and heavy rainfall. That's enough to bring property damage, trees down and cause flooded roads.